Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
All right, let's go ahead and get started. This is Thunder and Lightning live post game here on YouTube Live. Thanks for joining me. We had a little change of scenery here. We're now on the Super Talk YouTube channel. Thanks you guys for tuning in. Hopefully you'll subscribe to our YouTube channel here on Super Talk. We are brought to you by the good folks over at Paul Davis Golden Triangle. This is going to be a really easy ad read for me to do tonight. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis Restoration. You need a name you can trust, and they are here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, tailbacks rushing for 275 yards or whatever it is, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't just stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. Our Mississippi State's bowl hopes needed to be going back to life. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be happening this year. I think we may be free this December after a really tough to swallow 30-23 loss for Mississippi State. In that is, to me anyway, the chat is active. I will try to get to you guys as best I can, but it is blowing up. That's the most physically dominated I've seen Mississippi State in quite some time. That I know State gets pushed around sometimes by Alabama and by Georgia, but everybody in the country gets pushed around by those teams. To get pushed around like that by call it what they will, a Big 12 team, Pac 12 team, whatever you want. That was embarrassing. There's no way around that. The play that broke me the most was in the first half when on a 3rd and 10, they ran a dive up the middle and got a first down. That's inexcusable at any level of football. And then the third down conversion there in the fourth quarter, 3rd and 5, you know they're going to run the football and you're not prepared for it. Really, really disappointing game for Mississippi State. But the thing that we want to talk about, I don't know. I know what you guys are – look at the chat right now. You guys are really blowing up about the defense. And you're not wrong. Defense was very poor tonight. But what did I tell you guys all summer long? That the defense was going to be poor. 30 points was not the huge issue. It's the 23. It states – offense not getting the job done tonight. Yeah, the defense was bad, and they need to fix some things. And I'll go ahead and tell you right now that if that's how Arizona State is going to run the football on you, then I don't know what Georgia and Texas are going to do to you, but it's going to be TVMA. Don't let kids watch those games. But offensively for State tonight, just not good enough. 27 carries, 24 yards rushing. This is the Jeff Lebby offense. I said it all offseason long. If Lebby struggles, it'll be the first time. Well, there is a first time for everything, I guess, at Mississippi State. That was not the offense that State – if you cannot run the football in this offense, then you cannot win games in this offense. This is not the air raid where you can sit there and say, okay, well, they only rushed for 25 yards, 30 yards, but they still won. This is not that kind of offense. It can't be successful. That way, and they weren't, and that's a big part of the reason they didn't do anything tonight. 27 carries for 24 yards. Now, granted, you take the sacks out, right? But even if you do that, you're talking about 20 carries for 46 yards. It's not like the sacks make this massive difference for you. Offensive line pushed around. I said on Friday's Sports Talk Mississippi. When we did the two questions, I said they got to be better on both lines of scrimmage. Offensive line, it's got to be able to do more there, and defensive line, they got to be able to get more pressure. And you didn't have either one of those things tonight. Didn't have either one of those things tonight. Big Swole Dustin Cole, at least this shirt is nice. Use the promo code THUNDER15 at Maroon & Company to get this shirt and many others like it. I'm not really sure, you know, where to start. You know, Arizona State, give them full credit. Came out, punched Mississippi State right in the mouth, then picked them up off the ground and punched them in the mouth again, and then did it about 3 or 4 more times. And you can't have anything but respect for them. That's a much improved football team. Kenny Dillingham seems to have that program going in the right direction. Cam Scataboo, 33 carries, 262 yards. I would try to rack my brain for the most yards rushing I remember Mississippi State giving up in a game. And I don't have the answer. I guess I'll have to go look for it. The number that the first guy that popped into my head was Due Innocent in the 1995 Egg Bowl. He rushed for like 230 in that game. So I don't know the answer for that in terms of just one back who had the most yards against Mississippi State in a single game. But that was rough. That was rough to watch. Let's take the names off the side of the helmets, and we say SEC team gets physically dominated by Big 12 team. That's just not something that's supposed to happen. It just doesn't happen, and it happened tonight. Zach Tucker, 335, shot us in the foot too. I'm not a big – like, if you're going to be 335, you better have Jeff Simmons in the middle there. You got to have somebody who's taking up blockers. You got to have somebody who is controlling the line of scrimmage so that everybody else can be free. And then I thought the game plan wasn't great coming in, but then on top of that, you don't make any adjustments until midway through the third quarter. You know, you come out in the second half, you're down 27-3, you kick off, and you give up an 8-minute drive. So you killed a lot of your chances right there to have a chance to do that, to come back. Because they ate up half the quarter with one drive. And that's a problem. Jimmy Johnson, Brian, is defense a Hutzler problem or a talent problem? Yes. It's both. It's a both problem. It's Hutzler's coaching was not good enough tonight, but State's talent is not good enough tonight. Look at State's defense and tell me who would start for Georgia, for Alabama, for Ole Miss, for Ohio State. Does State have one guy on that defense that you would say, yeah, they probably start? I mean, even last year, I would tell you Bookie Watson probably would have started at most of those schools. But State doesn't have one guy that I could just circle and say, yeah, for sure he would start at a top school. So very disappointing performance from State. Disappointing in all aspects. Offense, not good enough. Defense, not good enough. Special teams, a missed extra point tonight. That makes an extra point. All of you thought the same thing. Don't tell me that you didn't. When he missed that extra point, you thought, oh, my gosh, they're going to score to tie it, and it could have been to score to win it. Didn't get like that. So just a really, really disappointing game for Mississippi State. I will, if you want me to pull out a positive, I will say this. And I've said on Sports Talk Mississippi on Thunder and Lightning a few times, like, you know, effort to me should be a given. It absolutely should be a given. When people say, oh, they played hard. Well, you're supposed to play hard. That's why you're on the field. And especially now that you're making money doing it, playing hard is a given. It is part of the equation. I'm just telling you tonight that I did like the fact that they did not give up. They came back in the second half. They made a game of it. I'll give them that. And I will do that. Cameron Warren, what's the up-to-date win total? It's 3. It's 3, my man. I think they'll get it next week, and they should be okay against UMass. But how can I look you in the eye and any confidence and tell you, oh, yeah, they're going to beat Florida. They're going to beat – I mean, look at Arkansas. They look much improved. And I know Florida played an FCS team today, but Lagway, I mean, he can do a lot. That's a talented football player. Now, we'll see if Napier sticks with him. But, I mean, right now, I don't know. Is Horka in here? Tyler, are you in here? Say something. I didn't see you. And you got nothing to say here, Tyler. Not that they're your team, but the team you cover, oof, rough day for them too. Good day for the team Tyler Horka cheers for, though, which I think we all saw coming as we look. So really rough. Really, he is there, my handsome young son. Just a really rough day. And I don't know if unexpected is the right word. I after they beat Wyoming last week, my thoughts on this game changed from this will be a game they should easily win to this is going to be a tough game. I said all week I thought it would be a tough game. I thought it would be close, but I thought State had enough to win. But what? Think about the score that I predicted. I said 38-35 State. I knew that the defense was going to struggle and they were going to give up points. That's just how State's going to have to win. They're going to have to win games that way. They're going to have to win games in shootouts, and they just don't have any choice in that matter because they don't have enough talent defensively, and they're just not going to be good enough there. I go back to Ole Miss, and I've tried to view this season a few times. We've talked about it all season long. What was Kiffin and Levy's first year like? Yeah, Ole Miss lost five games, right? But in their losses, they scored 35, 48, 21. That's the six-pick game for Corral. 28, and then 48. So even though they were miserable defensively, they got points every game. State had 3 points with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. That's just not going to get it done. This is a team that has to be over 30 points to have a chance to win every time out. They're not going to be able to do that. Although the punting was good, says Parker. I agree with that. Nicholas Barmero has been a revelation at punter. He's really good. He's good. Kevin Coleman, good player. Mario Craver, Jordan Mosley. The receivers looked okay when they got the opportunity. I thought Chapin, you know. So let's talk about the fumble. A lot of people were saying he was down. I don't know if that's the case or not. I thought it was an incomplete pass. I thought his arm was going forward when the ball came out. I was shocked that Lebby didn't at least review, ask for a review, call timeout and challenge it. Because that's a huge play. Think about what the game is if that play doesn't happen. So that really surprised me that didn't get challenged. I don't know about that. I know some people were pointing out the pass interference call on Craver. I hate it. It's pretty soft, but it's the correct call. You can't put your hand here. And I thought Roddy Jones made a good point when he said, you know, in a couple of years, Craver will know you put your hand down on the hip, and that's how you get free. You can't put your hand up here, and that's where it went. So really tough game for Mississippi State. Looking over my notes here to see if there's anything else I want to hit on. Oh, yeah, one other thing, and this is something I saw from fans. I saw a lot of people on the text line on Sports Talk Mississippi making this comment about, oh, State played vanilla last weekend. They played vanilla. Teams don't play vanilla. You just are what you are. So when you know, you're looking at last week and you're like, well, they were having trouble getting some stops there, but they were playing vanilla because it was Eastern Kentucky. No, it's not true. That's just what this defense is. And if you listen to Thunder and Lightning, we told you all season long, this defense is going to struggle. This defense is going to have problems. State's going to have to win games in shootouts. It reminds me a little – it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. But I remember the Egg Bowl in 21, and a lot of people were like, oh, we're just not good enough defensively. Just not good enough defensively. And I said, State had 6 points with 12 minutes to go. The offense is the problem. The offense was a problem tonight for Mississippi State. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough few weeks. You know, obviously the dream of being 3-0 when you play Florida, maybe being 4-0 and then moving on into a bowl game, and that's just not going to happen. Hunter Bowen, this team has a long way to go, but you have to get knocked down before you get back up. I mean, you're not wrong, but at the same time, man, they do have a long way to go, but Arizona State had a long way to go. That was a 3-9 football team last year, and they have figured some things out. Now, it's the second year for their coach, but they have 60 new players on the roster. And this kind of is what it is. 4-1 after Florida, says John Nolan. Well, hey, you know what? They would be 3-1 after Florida, first and foremost. I don't think they're going to get to 4-1 because that fifth game is against Texas. We'll see what happens there. Just tough. Just tough to watch. Very disappointing. Jordan Toops, the fact that Isaac Smith is the leading tackler tells you all you need to know. That's a good point. I say that a lot. I think if you look at your defensive stats and a safety is your leading tackler, you got real problems defensively. Did the heat have much to do with this effort? I think not. No. I don't buy into that. All right. I know it's 110 out there, but 110 in Arizona, 89 with 60% humidity in Mississippi, it's just not that different. They're fine. So let's do a quick look around the SEC real quick. That's brought to you by the good folks over at Lazy Guys. It's too late for Lazy Guys. Yeah, we're all going to bed after this. But tomorrow, first day of the NFL season, If you need dinner or lunch delivered in Starkville or Columbus, ditch DoorDash, unload Uber Eats, and go local with Lazy Guys. Use the promo code MSUNIL to save $3 on your order and make a $1 donation to the Bulldog Initiative. For an order of $50 or more, you can get $10 off and make it $5 to the initiative with the code MSUNIL50. Download the Lazy Guys app or go to www.lazyguys.com. If you don't want to leave the couch during the game or don't feel like fighting crowds at the store, if it's picking up groceries for dinner or for dinner itself, make sure you go local and support the Bulldog Initiative with Lazy Guys. Let's do an SEC scoreboard. What a crazy day. By the way, just a crazy day in college football. A crazy day in this sport that we love so much. And it always happens. Whenever you're looking at the schedule, like, a bunch of crap games this week. It always delivers college football. So Tennessee Tech, not great. 48-3 losers to Georgia. That's not a surprise there. Georgia in complete control. Texas with the big win in the game of the day, 31-12 over Michigan. And I think we all sort of saw that coming. Michigan, not great. Texas is very, very good. That's a good football team. This is the most deceiving score of all time as Alabama defeats South Florida 42-16. It was 14-13 in the third quarter. Alabama scores four touchdowns in the fourth quarter to make it look a lot better than it was. Ole Miss 52-3 over Middle Tennessee. Missouri back-to-back shutouts to start the year. 38-0 over Buffalo. Tennessee, I am 2-0 this year on the fishy line of the week on Sports Talk Mississippi. Got them again. I said that the Tennessee NC State line was fishy. I didn't understand why Tennessee was only favored at the time by 7.5. They win 51-10. Oklahoma 16-12 over Houston. Tyler, if you're still here, Oklahoma, not good. Not good. Like I called that too. To let Barbe almost beat you. But again, Houston has now scored 19 points in two games. So you see how that goes for them. Arkansas loses in double overtime to Oklahoma State, 39-31. But the Hogs are they're clearly better than I thought they were going to be. But at the same time, they're still not a good team, I don't think. So they had 650 yards of offense today and lost. That's almost impossible. LSU struggled for a little while with Nicholls State, but ended up pulling away late, 44-21. That's a lot of points to give up. And they still had some trouble running the football. Did LSU. A&M 52-10 over McNeese. 45-7 is the final score. Florida defeats Samford. Vanderbilt is 2-0. Tell your children you were there. 2-0 Vanderbilt, 55-0 over Alcorn. And then the two big upsets of the day. South Carolina, say what you want, they're 2-0 on the season. They beat Kentucky 31-6 in Lexington. That was an incredibly surprising result as far as I'm concerned. I could not believe that. Something not right there in Kentucky. Brock, hold on, I had the stats for this up earlier today. I want to read you the stats for Brock Vandergriff, Kentucky quarterback. On the day, 3 of 10 passing, 30 yards, one touchdown. He also had 9 carries for negative 29 yards. So that means he was responsible for one more yard of total offense than me and everybody else in this chat room right this second. He had 1 yard of total offense. When you get 1 yard out of your quarterback, you're probably not going to win a lot of games. And then the game, you know, if we're going to have a little solace here, if we're going to take a little happiness away from today, let's take it away from this result. Cal 21, Auburn 14. Reverend, what's going on down there? I don't know, man. I don't know. Andy Aldi, Scottabo just ran for another 9 yards. He's here. I hope if I hear anybody knocking on the door, I'm not letting them in. David Bentley, I think Jeff Lebby is our guy. I think I'd like to see us get a well-tenured D coordinator to help us stabilize that side of the ball. I do wonder, you know, Mullen's first year at State, he had Carl Torbush come in, who was a well-tenured, experienced guy, but it just didn't work out, and he immediately made the change. I mean, I feel like Lebby's not going to be anchored to Hutzler. I don't feel like he'll do that. So we'll see. We'll see. My hotel door won't stop Scatterbo. You're probably right. If I get run over, guys, you know, you let them know that that it happened. So, all right, let's pick our Paul Davis impact player of the game. Again, with Paul Davis, they make an impact with you every time there's a disaster in your home. Nobody wants that, but you got to be prepared for it. Paul Davis will help you restore, revitalize, and improve your home. No problems there. Paul Davis, impact player of the game. I mean, I feel like it's got to be Blake Shapen, although he didn't have his best night, but he did end up with 268 passing yards and a couple of touchdowns. Looked like there might have been a hint of friskiness for Mississippi State there, but instead they couldn't get it done. So the Blake Shapen will be our Paul Davis impact player of the game. So tomorrow, as you know, I am here on the Gulf Coast. It's a very nice hotel they put me up in. Thanks Super Talk for that. And I will be at the Boomtown Biloxi Casino tomorrow to celebrate the start of the NFL season. Let's see if the Saints can do any better. Okay. We will be there until the end of the Saints game, though. So that means I got to drive back to start. It's going to be a late night. So it wasn't going to be a victory Sunday anyway. But at the same time, it's going to be a late night for Rob Hadaway. How many passing yards did Arizona State have? I will tell you. You know, Rob, as soon as you typed it, I had an idea that was going to be the number. But it was 69. Everybody in the chat room, you know what to do. 69 passing yards. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Nice. If we could somehow make this a weekly tradition, because it's happened two weekends in a row, I will be very, very happy, man. All right, guys, I'm going to go hit the hay. I got to be up early to go over there and do this. If you're on the Gulf Coast, please come out and hang out with me. We've got $20 for a full game day buffet, plus all you can drink, bottled beer and seltzer. That's a great deal. Plus, we'll have the Saints on the big screen. A lot of cool stuff happening tomorrow at Boomtown Biloxi. Please come out and see me. Until then, we'll be back for Thunder and Lightning tomorrow night, and we will see you then. Guys, have a great night. Get some sleep. Talk to you tomorrow.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.